Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Welcome to episode 3 of the Bowen Buzz. In this episode, we get to talk to Lorna Mair, a young lady from Malaysia who, as a very new Bowen therapist, decided to develop a system to help other Bowen therapists. So along with her husband, Scott, she's developed My Mobile Modality, which is a cloud-based system for Bowen therapists to use within their businesses. I hope you enjoy hearing Lorna's story. Okay, so welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. And today we're talking to Lorna Mair, a wee lassie from Scotland, but I'm talking to her from Malaysia.
Hi, Chris.
How are you, Lorna? Thanks for coming along.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, Lorna, you're a Bowen therapist.
I am, yes. I am a Bowen therapist, and I'm currently located in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
So how does a girl from Scotland, and whereabouts in Scotland are you from?
Aberdeen. We're up from the north part, the cold bit. Hence the reason why I live in Malaysia. I'm not very good with the cold.
Is that how you come to be in Malaysia?
No. It's a long story how we ended up here. We actually left Scotland back in 1999, and we've kind of turned into glorified gypsies, I would actually say. We lived in the Middle East, and then after about a decade in the Middle East, decided it was time for a change. We wanted somewhere a little bit more green, and we were literally sticking pins in maps, and we ended up in Malaysia.
Fantastic. It's funny how things occur.
Exactly.
Now, Lorna, I have spoken to you before, and you've come to Bowen therapy in a way that I suppose a lot of people do. They either get worked on themselves and have a great result, or a member of their family gets worked on. And from having a previous conversation with you, I learned that your mum, who was quite ill, had a great result with Bowen therapy, which helped her with her quality of life.
Exactly. That's how I discovered Bowen. I mean, prior to that, I really can honestly say I had nothing at all to do with any alternative or complementary medicine or healing, anything to do with wellness. I was very much like many other people still, you know, have that mindset nowadays that the only way of getting better was to go to the doctor, get a prescription and listen what the doctor has said. Now, from what I witnessed with Bowen, with my mum, actually gave me a big wake-up call and made me question everything that I believed. And here we are.
Here we are. So now you've trained in Bowen therapy.
I have, yes. I mean, I discovered Bowen back in 2007 when Mum was in stage 4 cancer. And like you said, I mean, the results she had, obviously Bowen's not going to, cure cancer, but it really helped her with the pain relief. I mean, the results we saw was phenomenal in the quality of life and, you know, how much extra time we got with her quality time as opposed to her being in so much pain. So from there, that was in 2007, I always promised myself when time permitted, I really wanted to learn more and hopefully actually learn the technique. Now, living in the Middle East, it wasn't, you know, the options weren't that easy back then. So I eventually got around to it a good few years later. Yeah, so I've been qualified now a couple of years and thoroughly enjoying it.
Okay, so you did a certificate 4 and then diploma. Yeah. Now, did you do that in Malaysia?
No, the diploma, I actually travelled into Australia to do the diploma, yeah. So I've been flying backwards and forwards. But now, obviously, we've got it going here, Bowen in Malaysia. We've just had the form stamp to incorporate the Association of Malaysia here. So we're going to start pushing that soon. So that's got us recognition by the government boards over here. And now we have training going on in Malaysia. So we've in my partner who's helped with the subject that we're talking about today, the software, Christos, he flies in and he started training people up in Malaysia too. So it's really exciting, and I'm very excited about how Bowen Malaysia is moving forward and what it's going to be like in the future.
That's great. How many Bowen therapists?
Well, right now there's myself running an actual clinic, and there's another girl who trained in Singapore. I believe she's working from home. And then there's 14 students going through right now as well who will have finished their Module 7 come January. And then the second intake's due to start in January as well. But more and more people asking daily about it and are interested in learning this amazing technique.
Yeah, so it's fantastic. So exponential growth, we'd say, from very, very few to... to many on the ground, and are you finding that people
yes.
are accepting the therapy?
It's been phenomenal. The way people have accepted it and embraced it has actually just bowled me over. That's me being invited back on to what is a very, it's actually a really popular radio station here with a huge wide range of listeners. The fourth time they've invited me back on again. Living here, it's a very mixed race of cultures, and everybody's got their own traditional therapies and medicines that they've taken. You know, there's Indian, Chinese, local Malay ideas as well. So they're all very open to trying something new. And the way that it's been accepted is just phenomenal. Yeah, like on average, I mean, sometimes 16 people a day, but I run a very, very busy clinic. No, the clinic actually opened just a year past October. Before that, I was just kind of pottering about at home and not really doing anything serious with it. But from doing the log hours predominantly and borrowing bodies left, right and centre, and then, of course, people are seeing results and then they're starting to tell friends and friends of friends. And before I knew it, I had complete strangers calling me and, well, you don't know me, but I've heard you can maybe help me. So that's where I bit the bullet and actually thought, right, okay, let's do this properly. And I am so glad I have.
That's great. That's what you want. Now, I hear you're quite the entrepreneur from a marketing point of view.
Believe in something, I don't even see it as having to market. It's just creating awareness and education. Because I say that I used to be that person. I never knew all this information, and now I know it, and I just feel that part of my job is to pass on that information to others. And if others can learn of a technique that totally changed my life around, then if one person hears, then job done.
Right, so you're on the radio.
Yes,
you're on
I just
TV,
well, I didn't. Oh, I was a finalist for the Federation of Holistic Therapies Complementary Therapist of the Year. The Federation of Holistic Therapies is actually the biggest association in the UK for complementary therapists, including osteopaths, sports, sports therapists, etc. So I was nominated as one of the 9 finalists, which bowled me over. A lot of it was to do with how you're building your therapy and, you know, what you're doing to try and educate people. But the good news is the winner was actually a fellow Bowen therapist. So he's doing phenomenal work in the UK. So, it's Bowen's growing.
That's fantastic. Now, one of the other reasons I want to talk to you today, Lorna, was you've developed an online system, for want of a better term, to help Bowen therapists. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Right, okay. How all this came about was when I got my Cert 4, and then as we were talking about, you know, why I decided to open the clinic, I was looking for like a one-stop solution. I will admit I am not one of the best paper keepers. I'm one of these people that put something to the side and say, well, I'll deal with that later. And before I know it, I'm buried under a paper mountain. So I know how my organizational skills that way aren't the best. So damage limitation, I needed to find a solution before it became a problem. Anyway, I was finding lots of things that were very useful, but nothing that would do everything that I needed to do. We were talking about my mother earlier. The only reason I know about Bowen is because my mother, now she unfortunately passed away back in 2007. And then my father passed away, it's just coming up for 2 years. It was a year past January, he passed away. Now when he passed away, obviously, you know, he left a little bit of inheritance for us. Now life's been pretty good to us. You know, we're saying we've been glorified gypsies and traveling around the world. And when I received this money, I wanted to do something good with it. Now, just how funny how everything falls into place. I was looking for a software solution, couldn't find one, and was mentioning my frustrations to my husband that I wanted to run my accounts, keep my records, do my calendar, just basically take all the pressure off of me, give me reminders, because, you know, there's still always that think out the box procedure that, you know, when you're first, especially when you're first qualified, it's a little bit of a minefield. So he suggested, well, make it. So I, you know, sat and I ticked it over. And I thought this could be a really good tool to give back as well, to something that, as I say, it's literally changed my life. So part of the essence of this software that we have developed, there was a few areas that I needed it to tick, and it had to have certain functions that I wanted it to tick. And one of them was usability. I am really technophobic. When it comes to technology, I don't have the time nor the inclination to spend hours or days trying to learn how to do something. So when it was under development, the actual developers, the software developers that we employed, were told just to give something to me without instructions and see if I could use it. So if I got to a place where I, you know, without an instruction that was like, nope, don't know what I'm doing here, it was handed back and they had to go and basically, you know, rethink their ideas and come back to me. So I was the perfect person to be testing it along the way. But as for the actual essence of it as well, I saw this as a really great tool that originally I had thought could help raise money for good causes, sort of a way to drip feed good causes. And it was actually Christos who said, you know, obviously he's been in the industry a lot longer than me, and he said there is a need for funding for research. And I was like, Christos, that is a fantastic idea, because it meets in with my passion of education and growing awareness of this amazing modality. So then we decided, okay, we would like to direct a percentage of funds towards research. Now, originally, just now, we're seeing 20%, because obviously these systems are not cheap to develop, and then we also need to enhance it all the time. But if we get the users on board and the volumes are there, I hope to see that figure go up, that we can be financing lots of high quality research projects. So we've got all these pieces of paper, should and when we be asked to produce them.
Oh, great. So we've got a cloud-based business system specifically designed for
Yes, and what it does, it will basically run your accounts for you. Now, I've been using the system now for about a year maybe, but I've been having to use it as we've been adding features and things. So the actual system working properly and beta testing that I've been doing since about March this year, I would be lost without it. Now, I have no idea how, I just could not use paper. I have no paper in my clinic at all. From the minute that somebody calls to make an appointment, it's, you know, obviously they'll do it over the phone. I'll tell them, okay, I'll look at the calendar. I'll block it off on the calendar online. As long as I've got my phone, my 3G, I can check my schedule. So I'll go online, I'll book the appointment. Then what I always ask them to do is send me their email address. I never jot it down. The reason being, again, to take away human error. I mean, how many times do we write down an email address wrong? So I get them to text their email address, copy, paste. There's a bit in the actual software where I just put that email address in, and it sends them their client intake form. Now, that intake form has everything that we really need to know before they come for their appointment. Now, I've had no resistance with that from clients whatsoever. They are so grateful that they can do all that paperwork before they come to the clinic, so they get more time with me. And it works really, really well. I mean, obviously, I go through the form with them as well when they come in and just check things, especially, you know, how people forget to jot things down. And we go through that. But everything's streamlined. Yeah. I use an iPad in the actual appointment. So I'm sitting with them. They can see everything. It's very transparent. They can see what you're typing. There's no hiding records, which, again, they like. It's all building up trust. And during the appointment as well, each individual appointment, you can open up an ROM assessment form, and you can just tap on any part of the body. Say you want to check the shoulder and the neck or the knee. Tap on that. You could record all the ranges of movement, any areas that, you know, of tension and that, you record it all, and it's all linked to that specific client and to that actual appointment. And again, my clients love to see that. They like to see progress during the weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's not just running your accounts, but it does everything.
I honestly have nothing to do with administration manually at all. The only thing I have to do with my accounts, because all the income that you generate automatically goes into your accounts as income. It's the system. When you first set it up, you can upload your logo, your contact details, all your personal information. So it's personalized to your clinic. As soon as you issue a receipt, estate to a client, that income has gone into your accounts and it's sectioned under treatment charges or a product sold or anything else, you know, gift vouchers. Everything is put into various boxes. So at a quick glance, you can see where most of your money is coming in from or where most of your expenses are going out from. So you can, you know, address, okay, maybe I'm spending too much on stationery, for example, or whatever. Can I cut costs there? So we've done it in such a way just to simplify business as much as possible. Because as bowling therapists, we're not businessmen. We want to help people. We don't want to spend time, you know, pulling our hair out trying to balance the books.
Right, that's fantastic. So, and what I love about it, Lorna, is that you hadn't been doing bowling a long time before you started developing it. So it's fantastic for students and for people who are just beginning their bowling career because it's established in such a way that it's almost from
it's really from the eyes of somebody who is either learning or has just learned and still gaining confidence. However, in saying that, Christos has been doing this, you know, well, how many years, yeah? He's finding it useful, you know, and even those who have been using paper records have switched to using my mobile modality. Now, at first, a lot of them were, well, how do I transport, you know, how do I get these records onto the system? And it's actually very easy. As I say, all clients, I mean, there's the odd person that, you know, they haven't been able to do it. If they're elderly, then maybe they don't have a computer system, but that's not a problem. I'll say to them, maybe come in 10, 15 minutes early and we'll do it when they get there. But they're very far and few between. The majority embrace the fact that they can get this sorted before and spend as much time with me because they've got lots of questions to ask. But with the saying with the actual using the software for students, they can click on, we have an interactive muscle man, they can spin him around 360, click on an area of his body, get the procedures to consider, the muscles that are involved, any prerequisites, because again, and you know yourself, there's so much to remember, especially at the beginning, and other sort of less more obvious procedures that might help. Again, when you're gaining experience, you just need that little coaching, and you can do all that without having to flick through books, in front of your clients. So again, you don't have to think that you don't look as confident because you're flicking through books. Yes, you may not be familiar with a procedure, the system will not teach you how to do bowing. This is, you have to learn bowing through a qualified instructor. Right. However, if you find, okay, well, maybe I have to do, let's say thoracic might be a good one. If you're not confident with that actual procedure, if you can't remember it, then you can go outside and check your books, but you know exactly what to wear and go to look for rather than flicking through books for 20 minutes and then coming back in again. So it's minimal disruption to the client as well. I love it.
That's fantastic. It sounds brilliant, Lorna. So, I mean, to have something for, I mean, bowling is taking off around the world, but to have something that's designed specifically by a bowling therapist, and I'm sure other tissue therapists can use it as well, but really to have something that's specifically designed for bowling therapy is from a
exactly.
And once again, it's online. The fact that
we made it an online platform. Reason being, because one first of all, as we were saying about how the system was actually funded, it's self-funded, but that's allowed us to make it as cost-effective as possible. You know, we don't need to pay the banks back interest and things. So we've managed to make it. You see, if you look and if you add up all the features it's in there, even the 200 SMS appointment reminders go out to clients. Everybody gets email reminders included in their package. But SMSs, they obviously cost money. We need to use a provider for that. But even if you look at the, you know, if you were to go out with and buy 200 SMS reminders, you're looking at about $15 for that alone. Whereas, you know, with a system, you know, the most popular package seems to be the $29 a month one, which offers everything apart from the SMSs. Now, and a lot of people are buying that because it's very cost effective for them. It's roughly half the price of one treatment. And I don't know if you go on the sites and we've given cost comparisons to people, it's like, can you actually afford not to go paperless? You know, if we've worked out costings and on feeder use back, most people say that each appointment by using my mobile modality saves them 10 minutes in time. Time's money, and 10 minutes in a 1 hour appointment, it's quite a significant chunk of that appointment time. So if you Exactly.
Well, I suppose if you get
well, you've doubled, yeah, exactly, because your system's half the price, roughly, of that for the majority. So, again, we did some costings and we worked out.
Yeah.
If you treat 5 people per day, 5 days per week, over the month, you can save $1,000 or $1,000 Australian. If we're using the basis of $60 per hour, so $1 per minute per treatment, just to keep it simple, that's $1,000 a month in time, you know, in savings. With time, that's, to me, is phenomenal and speaks for itself. There's no storage fees. You don't have to go and buy these expensive fireproof cabinets. The stationery expenses are practically non-existent. You know, even receipts. You know, we email them. We don't even print them out now. Yeah. It is, and you'll find, I mean, when
right.
people come into the clinic,
we'll
always say, do you want a receipt? Do you want it printed or do you want it emailed? You know, that's the first thing we always say, well, how would you want your receipt? 9 times out of 10, they'll say email it. Everybody doesn't want to use paper needlessly nowadays. Everybody's starting to turn that way.
All right, Lorna, that's
a great
idea and a fantastic initiative that you've put forward. It is really good. But you also touched on the start when we were having a chat. You're talking about research.
A few comments from different people who have said, you know, who feel the opposite, that there is no need for research. And if somebody doesn't want to try Bowen, then so be it. I disagree with that. That is not how my thinking goes. Knowing that I came from being the mindset of the majority of other people who still haven't learned of this great modality.
Thanks very much, Lorna, for joining us today on the Bowen Buzz. One of the things that we didn't point out yet in the interview is that Lorna is donating up to 20% of the profits from my mobile modality to research in Bowen therapy. So 20% of all profits go to research worldwide, which is, I'm sure you'll agree, a very noble gesture. Well, all the details have been in the show notes of how to have a look at my mobile modality. And if you like the look of it, certainly sign up and start using it in your Bowen business. You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.